we're not just about arts and culture for humans. We're also here for your animals, because there is a cat album for cats. We're joined on the line by Dr. Jay Norris, the veterinary scientific officer at RSPCA and an absolute cat savant, to talk about the music that they specifically made for your cat. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
First of all, do cats even like music?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly in these most recent studies that have come out, there have been some studies that have been done over in America showing that cats do like, respond and prefer species-specific music. And these researchers particularly developed music for cats, and they incorporated things like purring sounds and simulated suckling sounds. You know, when cats are kittens, they can hear suckling noises. So they've incorporated those sorts of noises into music, and certainly cats in their studies respond and show a preference towards that type of music compared to more human pulse-based music.
Right. So when they were kind of doing this study, were they just cats in a room and then play a bit of purring, a bit of doof underneath, and then a bit more purring?
Like, how? Yeah. So they basically exposed cats to different types of music, and then they monitored and examined their behaviour and their responses to that music. And what the cats in this study showed was that they showed a preference for the cat type music, and they also tended to respond to that music more and showed an interest in that music. And sometimes that interest could also have just been calm, relaxed behaviour, and also just falling asleep with the music on. So some of the cats responded with relaxed, calming behaviour, and they were so calm they're actually able to fall asleep, you know, which is a good sign.
Always.
They obviously weren't agitated by the music.
Yeah. Very good sign. Now, the RSPCA, you've created this specialised album. How was it kind of creating these noises and sounds and testing them on the cats, I guess?
Yeah, well, I mean, the RSPCA is involved in the campaign, but we had external parties actually developing the music, and then we've collaborated with those parties. So basically, we're using the music that the researchers over at the University of Wisconsin have developed, and we've incorporated that into our cat campaign, which is actually an awareness campaign about dissecting, microchipping, and keeping your cat safe.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone knows, but with springtime and the seasonal change, it's actually cat season. So what is it for people who don't know?
Yeah, so basically, like, all year round, the RSPCA does receive cats and kittens, but because of the way cats reproduce, when the temperatures start getting warmer, and actually as the length of daylight in a day starts to increase, what happens is cats come into breeding season. And so what we see at RSPCA shelters is a significant increase in the number of kittens being surrendered or dropped off to the RSPCA. So we see something like a fourfold increase in the number of cats coming into our shelters in this season. That's starting around about now in October. And during kitten season, we can see up to 500 kittens coming into our shelter a week.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's an eightfold increase in the number of kittens.
That's...
So for us, it means many, many more kittens that are unwanted that we need to find homes for.
Yeah, I mean, if they stay on the street, what kind of dangers will they face?
Yeah, I mean, if you're just like a young kitten, obviously very risky for you to be on the street, you know, from sort of traumatic accidents, being hit by a car or attacked by a dog, to, you know, not being able to find food and actually starving, to disease, you know, if you're very young, like 6, 7 weeks, 8 weeks of age, you know, you can be susceptible to the elements, you know, heat, cold, all those sorts of things. So it is a dangerous situation to be on when you're just a kitten in the street. So we take them in, and we nurse them and look after them, and we try to get them to their loving homes.
And if someone sees, say, a stray family of young cats, what should they do?
Well, if they do find a litter of kittens, what they can do is ring their local RSPCA, and what we'll do is we'll run through what the options are, and we'll discuss with them what is best to do. It can vary a little bit depending on the situation, so it's best for them to call their local RSPCA, and then our staff can actually run through get some more information, get some more context, and then we can take it from there and give some more information.
Fantastic. And now, as you mentioned, this cat album is to raise awareness for cat season. Will there be any other future musical projects for other animals, say dogs? Do dogs have a dog season?
Right, okay. Dogs don't really have a season like cats. Their reproductive systems are a little bit different. But yes, we'll think about that. I think there's nothing specifically in the pipeline, but I mean, you never know. There have been studies done on the effect of music on dogs, and particularly dogs in shelters, and what type of music might be used as enrichment to keep them like preoccupied and not getting bored in like a shelter environment. So there is some studies for dogs, and also like monkeys and what sort of music monkeys like. So it is something that we might look into down the track.
Excellent. Now, the Cat Ballad album is out now. Have the cats in the shelter been enjoying the music?
Yeah, we have been playing a bit of the music in our shelters, and we've got some pop-up signs so that people visiting the shelter can see, like get some information about the music that's playing. And so we're just doing that intermittently, and it seems to be going pretty well.
Well, I guess you know what you're getting your cat for Christmas. But thanks, Jade. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 2SER this morning.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
That was Dr. Jade Norris, the Veterinary Scientific Officer at the RSPCA. The cat album, I Need You Now, is out now.